Blog Talk Radio.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing today? We're back. It was a long weekend. Hope you guys didn't miss us too much, but, you know, we're here to do the show now. So let's get excited for it. This is Cruise Control. Jay, let's jump into it. What we got?
All right. So the topics that we got for you guys today is we're going to be talking about the early season of the NBA, talk a little bit about that. We're going to be talking about NFL Week 10, the crazy week that we just had. And we're going to be talking a little bit about SeaWorld canceling Orca show in San Diego. So let's get it started. Chris, tell us a little bit about early season NBA.
Okay. So, guys, like all of you, I'm excited. NBA season has started. Isn't that magical? Yes, it is. Yes, it's magical. All right, so, like you guys, you know, I love the Heat. We're Miami fans. You know, we're based in Miami. So we're just going to talk about, you know, the early, you know, I don't want to say struggles of the Heat, but the Heat haven't won every game, so that's strong to us. Because all of us are clamoring for the Heat to make the NBA Finals this year. But, you know, the season's been, it's been, you know, up and down for the Heat, but someone who hasn't been struggling. Yeah, shocker. Golden State 7-0. Whoop-de-doo. I guess we'll have to wait and see if they make it back to NBA Finals where the Heat will crush them. But, Jay, is there any team you want to shout out? Anything that's excited you in the beginning part of the season?
Well, the one thing that always excites me, and I'm always excited to play, is the LA Lakers.
I'm sorry, I didn't get after the Clippers. I don't know what it is that exactly that's exciting you about them. I mean, yeah,
I just said the LA Clippers.
Okay. Yeah, the Clippers, I mean, you know, I don't know if you know this, but they are playing, they're playing against the Grizzlies, and right now they're still in the first quarter. Score is actually 24-21 for you guys that are interested. But, yeah, I mean, the Clippers, they're always a fun team to look at, but I don't really take them seriously anymore because as good as they are and all the talent they have on that roster, they really never amount to anything. It's like the Clippers to me, are like the best player in the world, you know, the best team in the world. They always get, you know, they always get there, and then they always falter. They always falter in the playoffs. Like, they're like a 5 o'clock hitter. For you guys who don't know, that's a baseball term where a guy is really good in batting practice. He looks like a superstar, and then come game time, he never shows up to play. And that's how I think about the Clippers. That's how I feel about the Clippers, anyway.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think the Clippers are for real. I think they're the real deal. I think they came out to play. It just so happens they've been having, you know, they haven't been able to accomplish what they want to set out. But if you're going to go there, you can say the same thing about a lot of teams. OKC, Miami, after LeBron left. I mean, there's a lot of teams that you can say that about. So if you're going to say that about the Clippers, there's plenty of other teams you can say that about too.
First of all, you're wrong. First of all, look, Miami's coming off a transition period after LeBron James has left. Can't really say that. Can't really say it was all LeBron because LeBron didn't win anything either before he came to Miami. So it's a different story.
I know.
Yeah, and they're coming off a transition period, and their players have been injured in the last couple seasons after he's left. They haven't had a healthy full around season yet. So let's wait and see. Now, if they have a healthy year and don't amount to anything, then yeah, fine. They need to do a huge readjustment of the roster. But as of right now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they didn't have their full roster with them for most of the season. Oklahoma City, they've had injuries as well. Russell Westbrook, KD, both injured, both playing at a high level. Without each other, they come back, don't know how to fit again with each other. And they, at least they made it to the finals. But I'm still, there's, you know, I know this is an excuse, but they're still a young team. I'm going to wait and see what they want to do. But they, I'm not saying that the Clippers can't get over the hump. I'm saying that they haven't gotten over the hump, and now it's becoming a trend that they can't get over the hump. And it's worse because they haven't – it's rare when they make a deep playoff run, in my opinion, is that they don't excel in late-game situations. And maybe that has to do with Chris Paul. Maybe it doesn't. I don't want to put the blame on Chris Paul because I understand he's the best point guard in the league, and there's only so much you can ask him to do. But,
exactly.
You know, I just, the Clippers, I'm not huge on. Who I am huge on in the West, obviously you've already said them, is Oklahoma City. They're struggling. They have the same record as the Heat, so both teams are struggling a little bit right now at 4-3. But, you know, still early in the season, I'm waiting to see how this goes for them. It's a transitional period for both of them. I'm just waiting for them to get it together, you know, start clicking and see what happens from there.
Is there a team that's surprising you so far in the beginning of the season?
I'm sorry?
Is there a team that's surprising you so far in the beginning of the season?
Yeah, a huge sleeper in Golden State. Woo! Who would have thought they'd be 7-0? No, nothing? No, nothing to say to that?
No, because Golden State, they're the real deal. They're the defending champs. We knew they were going to come out and ball. Ain't no surprise. So
okay,
just
well,
give me someone.
A team, a real team, to be honest with you, all joking aside, a team that has surprised me, that's doing a lot better than I will almost guarantee everyone but their fan base thought they would, is the Detroit Pistons, who are 5-1 right now, and look like they can come out and they can compete with a lot of teams in the league.
Yeah, and one team that's surprising me, that most people can argue is a really good team, is the Chicago Bulls. I pretty much thought they were going to struggle a little bit between Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose playing together because, in my opinion, Jimmy Butler wants to be the guy. He wants to be the star player on that team. But Derrick Rose is the guy, and he's used to be the guy. But since Derrick Rose has been injured, Jimmy Butler has filled those shoes. Not to the extent of Derrick Rose, but he's pretty much been stepping up. So I was iffy on how they would be playing together. But it looks like they're both, you know, getting accustomed to each other, and they're, you know, they're winning games. They've always been a really good team, but they've been surprising me on how well they're playing together.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you. I mean, I'm not as surprised as you are about Chicago because I don't think they figured it out by any means. I mean, if you look, they're 5-3. Derrick Rose hasn't been playing stellar. They're still working out the kinks. Jimmy Butler is going to have to identify how he fits into that lineup, whether he's going to take over and be the man of that team now, or is he going to take a backseat to Derrick Rose, who's been the face of that franchise for, I don't know, the last 5 to 7 years, who's been the face, been the guy that the franchise revolves around. But he's been a guy that has been, you know, he can't be counted on because he's been injured. He hasn't been playing much. To me, the guy that has been the face of that team is Joakim Noah. That he runs, he's the motor for that team. He keeps it running. He was an MVP candidate at one point. He's a great player. But Jimmy Butler, if they want to make this team go, Jimmy Butler needs to assert himself a little bit more how he did when Derrick Rose wasn't in the lineup. Joakim Noah needs to just keep playing the way he plays, and Derrick Rose eventually, because Derrick Rose is out of rhythm right now. He is. You know, it's hard when you've been out so long to just come back and be the player you were. It might not even happen. But, you know, he's going to keep sticking to it. He's going to find his niche in the offense. And I think they will get better, but I'm not too high on them now because they're still having their early season struggles. And they're in third place in their division, in the Central Division. So I want to wait on them. Like I was telling you, I'm more surprised about Detroit, who's 5-1 and has Andre Drummond playing like a beast, just coming out there, like, mobbing everyone. But Chicago I like too. They're a good pick. You know, they're always in the mix in the East, regardless if they have their superstars or not. They're just a well-coached team and a solid team.
Yeah, so give me one, before we end this topic, give me your pick for someone who's going to make it to the championship.
One in the West, one in the East?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to be a Miami hopeful, and I'm going to say the Miami Heat in the East, but this is more of a beg and a prayer for me. I do have faith in them, but so I'm going to, you know, they say if you wish it hard enough and you throw your, like, opinions out there, it can possibly happen. So I'm throwing the Miami Heat out there in the Eastern Conference Finals. And in the West, I'm throwing my team from the West because I wish this to happen as well, Oklahoma City. Now, I do think both teams have enough talent to make it to the finals. So they're going to be my picks. I understand that both of them are struggling right now and not to the point where they should be, and it's more likely that someone like Golden State or the Spurs make it in the West, and that, that obviously Cleveland would make it in the East, being the Eastern Conference champions from last year. But those are my two picks. Deal with
all right. My two picks is, you already said them, Golden State and Cleveland. Cleveland in the East,
of course.
Golden State in the West. So let's move on to our next topic. We're going to be talking about SeaWorld. Yay! Captain Orca showing San Diego.
So, if you guys didn't know, something crazy is happening at SeaWorld. I know all of you guys have heard of it at least, or been to something like your SeaWorld wherever you guys live at. But apparently SeaWorld is trying to phase out Shamu the Killer Whale attraction at the San Diego Park. And it's mostly because, well, first of all, I just want to let that sink in. You know, SeaWorld without Shamu, what is SeaWorld? I mean, you might as well just call it World because you're losing your biggest attraction. But, guys, apparently SeaWorld is getting rid of the Shamu, at least Shamu Killer Whale Show, because of criticism of its treatment of the captive marine animals. People don't think they treat the whale that well. And because of that, a vote by the California Coastal Commission last month barred the park from continuing to breed killer whales or orcas in captivity, and they announced that on a webcast during a presentation. So because of that, SeaWorld is going to remove the killer whale like attraction, but they're only removing it for a short while because they're going to bring something similar back. Apparently, the park plans to open a new killer whale exhibition in 2017 that's staged in a more natural setting, whatever that means. And it's going to be more conservation oriented. But nobody really knows, apparently, from the article I was reading, nobody really knows what that entails or what that means. So apparently they're getting rid of what the attraction they have now to bring in a different type of killer whale show, but it's not guaranteed, or nobody really knows what necessarily the park means by that. Just that maybe they're going to have a killer whale show or orca show that's more free or more like more conservative for the animals. And maybe they're just trying to build an attraction that maybe feels like it's, you know, like a more natural park and not just a show.
Okay, I mean, I see. I was going down for dropping the orca show. But then again, I'm all about, you know, giving animals their rights and treating animals well. So if that was the case, then I agree with them, you know, getting rid of whales and whatnot. But if they were treating them fairly, that's going to hurt SeaWorld's business. So they have to come up with another attraction. I'm sure it's not going to be too bad, or it's not going to be too devastating. But one of their main attractions was the orca show. But they just need to get it together and get another attraction. But I agree, if they were mistreating the whales, they had to do something, and I agree with that decision.
Yeah, apparently ticket sales and admissions have been declining since the 2013 documentary of Blackfish, and that's been hurting their sales and the way people view, like, the attractions of the orca whales and the killer whales. And now that it's finally hitting them hard to the point where people are the park has been facing heated criticism, and now they have to remove the attraction to try to put something different, even though it's their main attraction. So, but I agree with you. If they're going to mistreat whales, I don't know if this is exactly how they were doing it or what they were doing. You know, it's just it's an interpretation of what has happened in the past. But if it is happening, I hope they do like get the attraction taken away from them, which they are, to something that's going to be more beneficial to the animals, because I do feel like animals should be treated with respect and not just, you know, for people's entertainment.
I completely agree. That's right there. Guys, we have reached the halfway point of our show. We hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with the last half of our show. So stay tuned. See you in a minute, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at Armbrister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join True Combos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to your host, Cruising Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people, welcome back. So, we're back from commercial break. Yes, it's exciting. But where we left off, so far we talked about SeaWorld getting rid of their Orca show in San Diego, and we talked about the early NBA season and what we thought about it and some of our, you know, some of our thoughts and picks on the year. So now we're heading into the last topic of the day, guys. So it's about football. Yes, it's about football. Week 10 is on. Let's get it popping. Jay, what we got? What do you think? What do you want to talk about football? I mean, we can talk about anything about football.
I want to talk about the probably the person we're most surprised that I'm not anyways, but my brother probably is Cam Newton. The Carolina Panthers are 8-0. There are only two undefeated teams in the league right now, and that's New England Patriots, one of my favorite teams, and the Carolina Panthers. Well, I think Cam Newton is the truth, and I've been saying he's the truth since he came in the league. But my brother wanted to disagree. I just want to put that out there. Chris, defend yourself.
First of all, I just want to put you on blast, but you are completely wrong. There are three undefeated teams in the league, just so you know.
Who's the third one?
How do you feel about that? Huh?
Who's the third one?
Cincinnati Bengals. There you go. 8-0.
Oh, I forgot about the Bengals.
And Carolina, 8-0. So we have three undefeated teams in the league remaining, Jay, after Denver lost to Indiana yesterday. So I just want to put you on there before you make me defend myself about Carolina that you are wrong. So whatever you say isn't that credible. But you're right, Jay. Maybe I misjudged Carolina. They're a lot better than I gave them credit for. But, you know, after their, you know, they made the playoffs 2 years ago. They missed the playoffs last year, and now they're having another good year. I mean, they're up and down. I do like how Cam Newton is progressing. I'll be the first to admit that when he first came in the league for the first couple of years, I thought, not that he was all hype, that he did not have a winning mentality or the X factor to win games. He was throwing 400 yards, 300 yards every game with a couple touchdowns, and yet they were constantly losing. So I made a comment, yeah, he has the intangibles to be a good quarterback, but he's not because he doesn't know how to win, and because of that, Carolina will never be good. And yes, I'll admit he shut me up. He's proving that he has what it takes to make winning plays and to be a franchise quarterback. So, Jay, I'll say this to you now. I am sorry that I was wrong. I misjudged Cam Newton. Cam Newton, I'm sorry. It took you a while, but you're finally a solid franchise quarterback, a superstar in this league, and you're a winner. Well, you're winning right now as it is. And I do think that they'll play well in the playoffs. But we have other teams too, Jay. I mean, we have some heavy hitters. New England obviously is going to be a contender. They're always in the mix. But Week 10 was another eventful one. I mean, we're dropping all these undefeated teams are dropping like flies after every week to losing games that I didn't expect. Like, I didn't expect Denver to lose to Indy. Indy's been struggling all year, and you're telling me they're going to beat Denver when they're 7-0? I mean, it's been a crazy football season so far.
Yeah, I know. It's been crazy. And there's a bunch of games where I thought one was going to win because on paper they look better, at least this season they look better. They end up losing. It just shows you that sports, or football especially, anything can happen on any given day. You know, that's why these teams go into the lines, because anything can happen. So there's faith New England is going to stay undefeated for a couple more games. I feel like the Bengals are going to be the next team to lose, then Carolina. I don't see any team going undefeated this year, but then again, it can all surprise me. If I had to call a Super Bowl contender right now, Chris, just to throw this out there, I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to throw it out there. I'm calling New England and New England and Green Bay, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I was with you for Green Bay. You know me, my three teams in this league, guys. Guys, listen up. My three teams in the NFL: Broncos, Packers, Dolphins. Dolphins right now are struggling. I've already eliminated them from my playoff tree.
Yeah, I've already eliminated them. There's no way they're making playoffs.
First of all, don't rub it in. All right? The Dolphins had, you know, they were looking good in the beginning of the year. Maybe not so much, but, you know, we all expected great things from them. It hasn't necessarily panned out. We've pretty much all eliminated them from the playoff tree at this point. But, you know, like Miami fans, fans love to say, there's always next year. But we need to get this together. It's getting disappointing, guys. But, you know, we also have Green Bay and Denver. Denver is looking better. You know, they're 7-1. They lost a close game. But I still are high on them. Green Bay now have lost back-to-back games, and it's pretty evident that they have some problems on offense and defense. Their offense I'm not really worried about. I do think they'll figure out the offense. Their defense has me a little concerned. They've been playing much better than I thought. I was never too high on Green Bay's defense to begin with. But they have me concerned. The last two games they haven't played exceptionally well. The offense has been struggling, so I will give them that. But if Green Bay continues to struggle like this, they're going to have a hard time in the playoffs. Maybe not even getting past the first round. But what has surprised me, especially when they're the same division as Green Bay, is Minnesota. Minnesota, Teddy Bridgewater, and Adrian Peterson, of course, have, you know, done spectacularly. 6-2, tied for the top of division with Green Bay. It's pretty amazing, and it's pretty, you know, I like Minnesota, and for them to be at the top of the division in the season is pretty cool. So,
yeah, I completely agree. But who are you calling in the championship
Bowl?
Game? Super Bowl.
The Super
Thank
Bowl?
You.
I mean, it's only one of the most televised. Okay, I'm gonna forgive you on that, but. If I have to make a decision right now, I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to leave that for next show. At the beginning of next show, I will announce my picks. Because right now, I find it hard because there's so many teams that I like. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you. But I'm going to think about it, and tomorrow I'll give my idea on who's going to the pick. Now, guys, NFL Week 10 is almost over. The last game is playing right now with the Bears and the Chargers, with the Bears up right now. So, guys, that's about concludes our show for today. Thanks for listening. We always have a great time with you guys. Feel free to comment on any of the topics we talked about, introduce new topics to us. You can reach us on Twitter at ChristianCruz66 and at JFilms. Thank you guys for listening. Jay's going to wrap it up.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Thank you for listening to Cruise Control. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. Later.
Now shut up. Good night, guys.